Baking Love, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Sappho's Girls by Baby Lee. I'd seen her nearly every day lately, and I wanted to touch her, to put my hands on every bit of her body and drive her crazy. The first 2 months in the new apartment, I'd only noticed someone moving behind the window in the opposite apartment, on the other side of the dim, rare courts a couple of times. But I had a permanent job to go to back then. Now I was spending a lot of time at the kitchen table, poring over an assignment on the poet Sappho. The assignment was taking ages to write, and I needed frequent coffee breaks sitting at the window. I saw her in the morning, every morning, at about 8:30, after Johannes had woken me, with a fleeting kiss on the forehead and closed the door behind him. I got up out of bed, naked, and gone into the bathroom to splash some ice-cold water on my face. Sometimes I spotted marks on my stomach from the bedsheets or on one of my breasts, typically the left one, which is a tiny bit bigger than the other one. It's not obvious, but enough so that Johannes smiles when he holds it in my hand, telling me to make sure I squeeze the other one a little bit more, because he can't promise that he's not discriminating against it. I saw her after I'd put on my light. Thigh-length robe from China and sat down by the window, next to the kitchen table with a cup of black coffee and the newspaper. She was always barely dressed in the mornings, wearing nothing but a pair of tiny panties, her ungainly hair tied together, and fastened with a thin shawl at the back of her neck. I could see her kitchen from the window. The kitchen countertop was furthest in the room, so I could see her from behind whenever she stood turned towards it. Her arse pointed luxuriously at me, soft and supple and round and white and ample. I wanted to touch it, let my hand move over her back to the bit where it curves inwards, arching, before descending into softness in a bum. I could have stroked with the entire palm of my hand, or my fingertips, or carefully and lightly kissed it, so softly, so voraciously, with tiny little bites which could send shivers through her entire body. When she turned towards me, I saw her large, heavy breasts. Her nipples were dark and stood erect, or so I thought. It was hard to see from my apartment, but they would bristle if I stuck out my tongue, making them harder, sharper. Carefully pressing my tongue first against one nipple and then the other, letting it vibrate and wiggle hard against her, and then encircling her nipples, making them wet, shiny and erect. Then I would take them between my teeth and bite them, small little bites, and then suck and lick, not just her nipples, but her big, heavy breasts. I wanted to feel the weight of them in my hands, caress and massage them. I touched myself under the table several times while looking out of the window, across at her.